This is not Democracy in Iraq. This is Jaf Parrish. Here's a prediction. Despite the widespread threat of violence, at least as many Iraqis will vote Sunday as Americans vote in an ordinary election. That's not the 80% levels the U.S. military claims intend to vote, but it is still, given the danger involved, a remarkable testimony to how badly Iraqis want to have control over their own affairs. That desire is related to the violence as well. Alas, Iraqis don't control their country right now. We do. The vote, ironically, proves it. Shiites like Ayatollah al-Sistani were calling for this vote last May, before the interim government of Iyad Alawi, before the battles of Najaf and Fallujah, before car bombings and kidnappings had become daily facts of life in much of the country. Later, when even the U.S. military was acknowledging that a minimum four provinces with half of Iraq's population would be unsafe for a January vote, Sunnis and others demanded that the election be postponed until security improved. Neither happened. This election is taking place Sunday because George Bush, not any Iraqi, decreed that it must. Bush is correct that people yearn to be free, but having a country be run by the U.S. Embassy is not freedom. Iraqis know this. The question is how best to rid themselves of the Americans, through an elected government that will pressure for the removal of U.S. troops, as the likely victors, the Shiites, have promised to do, or through the insurgency itself. That there are several answers is due to the limited trust Sunnis have in a Shiite-controlled government. The upshot is that this will be a deeply flawed election. Candidates are not being named for the election due to fears of assassination. Parties, which will be named, are not discussing what their platforms are for the same reason. Such conditions favor parties with extensive existing grassroots networks, meaning the incumbent interim government and the religious power of al-Sistani Shiites. There has been no campaigning as we would understand it. It's simply too unsafe for crowds of people to gather. Both the vote and the anti-vote violence are propaganda exercises, each designed to try to convince ordinary Iraqis that theirs is the inevitable path to independence from the Americans. It's almost impossible to imagine a scenario Sunday that George Bush won't use to proclaim, again, that freedom is on the march and that ordinary Iraqis yearn for democracy. It's also almost impossible to imagine a scenario that won't be a severely compromised election. It already has been. What is most disturbing about this is that Bush seemed, in his inaugural address, to be holding the Iraqi process up as some sort of role model for his administration, how they would like to treat other non-democratic countries. If anything, Iraq has proven the opposite, that democracy does not flow easily from the barrel of a gun. If it eventually does, one must ask how many lives were lost in the process, already estimated at 100,000 or more, and whether some other path might have been less bloody. Power may, as Mao observed, flow from the barrel of a gun. Democracy does not, and this election will not answer any questions about the future of democracy in Iraq, because the biggest question regarding democracy isn't whether Iraqis want it. It's whether Americans will allow it. So far, Americans continue to pull all the economic and political strings in Iraq. It's not enough for democracy that the government in place in Iraq be chosen through some sort of election. That government has to have the freedom to do what's best for Iraq's national interest, not what's best for America's, when the two inevitably conflict. That will be the test. And by that test, democracy is still a long, long way off in Iraq. From KPCS for the Pacifica Network, this is Jaf Parrish.